All right, just don't quit. So this is what you're doing. You decided that, you know, you've been putting a bit of money into this automobile that you've had for the past 6 years. You bought it used. It was 1 or 2 years old when you bought it. You've had it for about 6 years. And, well, it is costing you a bit now to keep it running. You're putting it in the shop every few months, every 4 months, every 6 months on average. And you think that you, you know, have reason to believe that it's just going to keep tearing up on you. So you're going to start making preparation to replace it. But you don't have the money to just go to the store, go to the shop, the dealer, and buy one now, to buy a new one and replace it today. And you don't anticipate having the money to do it 2 weeks from today. So you're having to believe God. You know, this is going to take a little bit of time. So you pray, you ask God to help you. Yeah, based on the fact that it is costing me quite a bit to keep it running, I'm pretty sure you're okay with me replacing this car. I just have to make sure that I do this in such a way that it doesn't hurt when I do it. I can still buy groceries. I'll still be able to pay the mortgage, etc. So what you do is you're really not believing that if you just keep confessing, you pray one time and then you just keep confessing that the car, you have that car, you have the car, you picked out the automobile, you picked out your colors, etc. And you just keep confessing every day, 10, 15, 20 times a day, I have that automobile, I have that automobile. And you describe the color inside and out. You talk about how much horsepower it has, etc. And you just keep confessing. And if you confess it long enough and you truly believe, it'll just show up. That's really not the way it works. If you think about it, very often the people who say they were believing God for that new automobile really didn't believe God for the automobile. Some did, but many don't. Because think about what they do. When you listen to their story, they tell you how they told many, many, many people that they were believing for this. And they would say it over and over and over. Sometimes to the same people, sometimes to different people, sometimes to both, the same people and then to different audiences, making sure that they got the word spread out to quite a few people. I'm believing God for this automobile. I'm believing God for this $1,000 cash, whatever it is. And then one day, one of the people they talked with decides, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give so-and-so this car that we have, that we've been using, but really can't afford to do without. I'm just going to give it to this person who keeps confessing about this car or this automobile that God's going to bless him or her with. And then they'll boast about their mighty faith, about how they just kept confessing until what they wanted that was in the spirit realm showed up in the natural realm. Well, where was that car when they were confessing for it? Was it really in the spirit realm? No. It was parked in a driveway, a physical, natural driveway of a physical person living in this physical earth, the earth realm. It was an actual car with all the materials that went up to making the body, all the materials that went into making up the interior, everything that went into making up the engine. All of that was physical, earthly materials put together that made that car, that automobile, that SUV, whatever it was or is. And this earthly human being to whom the person who was, quote unquote, believing God had confessed their faith, quote unquote, in God to, finally says, you know what, I'm going to give it to so-and-so. And they gave the car to so-and-so. They took that physical car that was already assembled and drove it over. That's right. Started up the engine, the natural engine with this natural sound, pressed that natural accelerator, steered that natural steering wheel, and drove that car to the home of the person who was, quote unquote, believing God for the car. And then they'll testify about how they just kept confessing until that car that was in the spirit realm appeared in the natural realm. They didn't bring it out of the natural, out of the spirit realm. Remember what the Lord Jesus said. That which is earthly is earthly, and that which is spiritual is that which is spirit is spirit. Cars are not spiritual, and they do not exist in the spiritual realm. Cars are natural, earthly, and they exist in the natural earthly realm, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reason that so many people have dealt, you know, face so much confusion about this. It's because of the way some people teach it. And all I'm saying is, you're okay believing that which is sound doctrine, that which is truth. And the truth is, that automobile existed somewhere. Someone used some human beings, some earthly human beings, gathered together all the necessary physical materials that were needed to build this physical automobile. And they used physical equipment to assemble this physical automobile until it was all together, all the physical seats in place. It did not just, this was not a situation wherein all the materials that went into making up the seat just appeared from out of the spirit realm some kind of way. They were invisible and suddenly they just appeared. No, there were people at a specialty shop who got all the parts, all the supplies, all the materials needed to make the seats, and human beings put those seats, put all those materials together until they had the seat. All the materials necessary to make the steering wheel and the steering column and the axle, etc., some physical human beings went to the places they needed to go to buy all the parts, all the pieces necessary to build that steering mechanism, and they put it all together. That steering mechanism did not just appear from out of nowhere. It's not there, and then the next thing you know, it just appears. A steering column, a steering mechanism. No, that is not the way it worked. All of the car came from parts that were assembled by human beings, put together until the automobile was finally one automobile. And then, in most cases, manufacturers are sending those assembled automobiles to dealers. And so when those automobiles are brand new, they're usually sold by the dealer on the dealer's lot. And that person very often who says it appeared from out of the spirit realm, it did not appear out of the spirit realm. They drove the car that they were going to trade in to the dealer. And the dealer had one of, you know, there was a salesman on the lot, a saleswoman on the lot who talked with them, helped them get in some physically assembled automobiles. They test drove some of them. They decided on the one they wanted to try to buy. The deal was struck. The papers were signed, and they drove that brand new car off the dealer's lot and drove it home. It did not appear from out of the spirit realm. It was just somewhere up there, somewhere, just kind of hovering invisibly, and all of a sudden, poof, there's a new car. That is not the way it works for anyone. All right, so I just want to clarify that for you. Let's just think about what we know about how all this works. And I'm telling you, the spiritual giants who have it worked that way for them, that is not the way it works for them either. It works for them the same way it works for everyone else. Either they go get it or someone brings the automobile to them, brings the plane to them. It's already assembled using physical parts that some human beings and maybe in some cases some robots, physical robots, helped to put together. But none of that stuff just appeared from out of nowhere, from out of the spirit realm, and it was there. All right. So once we get that part clear, we can begin to understand a little bit more that this is really about setting aside the money that we need to set aside. And if God decides he's going to send some insurance money, That's fine. If he's going to send some money from wherever it's going to come, and we get that money that way, okay, that's fine too. Maybe God decides that he's just going to lay it on the heart of someone to just give away, and you may end up receiving a car that you didn't even ask for. Now, that's God. So I'm just saying now, let's understand how faith really works so we understand how hope really works, so we understand how the two really work together so that we can practice exercising faith and hope the biblical way. I'll be right back. Don't